Well, to Provincetown, Massachusetts now, the vacation destination on the end of Cape Cod, popular with the LGBTQ crowd, making headlines for a cluster of COVID-19 cases that's emerged following the July 4th weekend. Unusual because two-thirds or more of these positive cases are people fully vaccinated. So what's going on? Let's bring in Vera Harik, Barnstable County Deputy Director of Human Services and Acting Epidemiologist. Vera, you've been working on COVID-19 response since the beginning. So how'd you feel when you saw these numbers?
Crestfallen, certainly, to see these case numbers jump so significantly. We were anticipating the possibility of case increases, particularly in hotspots for culture and nightlife like a place like Provincetown. And so even though we were prepared for, to see some case increases, as we saw last summer, we are concerned to see that the increases were far in excess of what we had expected.
Right. Dr. Shira Doran, who's an infectious disease physician and epidemiologist at Tufts, said the cluster is so unexpected, not what we've really seen anywhere else. And she's concerned that there's some sort of hole in our knowledge of the current state and what's to come. What does that mean to you? I mean, it just doesn't seem consistent with what people know.
I'm certainly not willing to go as far as she might in terms of suggesting, oh, well, maybe there are other variants here at play. Our working assumption at this point, and it's subject to genetic sequencing of samples by the DPH, which is underway now, our working theory here is that this is the effect of the Delta variant. Some of the work we've seen coming out of Israel suggests that the Pfizer vaccine, in the face of the Delta variant, is only 64% effective at preventing infection than the prior, assumed rates of 95%.
Cape Cod's a huge, beautiful place. And this cluster is just happening in one spot. I mean, Provincetown, idyllic in some parts, but also it is a place where people go out and dance in packed clubs. Mm-hmm. Is there something maybe about that?
Candidly, yes. I mean, look, we are not packed cheek to jowl here on Cape Cod on the beaches. The density of the population on Cape Cod in the summer is somewhat limited by the amount of residential inventory available for people to stay. And the density of that sort of inventory is quite significant in Provincetown. Over the July 4th weekend, bars and clubs were packed. And when you have that kind of density in the face of a respiratory infectious disease in variant form that we assume is present, you find yourself with the outcomes that we have here with the Provincetown mm-hmm. cluster.
So public health officials taking this seriously, there's a new mask advisory, a recommendation that people show proof of vaccinations to enter crowded indoor areas. And this is one of the most highly vaccinated places in the country, this area.
Yes.
And we do know that they will be the best masks possible when they don them in Provincetown. But in the meantime, right now, does this also show that, in fact, the vaccinations work? Because even in this cluster with this incredible contagion, there's only mild illness so far.
You're right. It is showing that the vaccinations are working because the illnesses are almost entirely mild. There have been 3 hospitalizations as a result of this. But it is a cautionary tale for people that of the Massachusetts cases that we have, 69% of the cases that have tested positive are among fully vaccinated people. So just because you're vaccinated does not mean that you should stop taking common sense precautions, particularly when you're indoors.
Okay. Well, of the, over several hundred cases, most of those are Massachusetts residents. About a third, it sounds like, live in Provincetown. People should be aware if they were in Provincetown, I'm assuming, that they may be carrying virus to others who aren't vaccinated.
The Department of Public Health has issued an advisory, for people who have been in Provincetown during this period of time to monitor carefully for symptoms and in some cases to proactively be tested to make sure that they are not ill. I do know that the Department of Public Health is having many, if not all, of the samples associated with this cluster, or as many as possible, genetically typed to make sure that we understand which variants are in play in terms of infection. Again, our working assumption is the Delta variant at this time. There might be others. We will see. And this is also a national story because we have people in the cluster who are visiting Provincetown during the reference period and since have traveled home and have become ill. And so we have the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention working closely with our State Department of Public Health to make sure that the localities to which the people traveled to from Provincetown mm-hmm. are being followed and that their particulars are being recorded for the cluster investigation.
That's Vera Harik, Deputy Director of Barnstable County's Department of Human Services. She's also the acting epidemiologist during the pandemic there on Cape Cod. Vera, thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.